if I'm not back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.
Captain's log, star date 23.9, rounded off to the nearest decimal point. We've traveled back in time to save an ancient species from total annihilation. So far, no signs of aquatic life, but I'm going to find it. If I have to tear this universe another black hole, I'm going to find it. I've got to, mister!
Alrighty then. Welcome everybody to the Dorks Outside, issue number 7. So glad you can join us wherever you're listening. I'm very happy that you guys tuned in for issue 7. It's going to be a great issue today. As always, my name is Danny. I'm here with Eric.
Hello.
And Aaron.
Hello.
And today we got podcast Drew in the house. Drew, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Awesome. Drew's here, everybody. Unfortunately, podcast Rob couldn't make it tonight, but we're here doing issue 7, and we're really glad you could join the Dorks today. So we've been off for a couple weeks, and I hope everyone was able to get the bad taste out of their mouth. And the last time we talked to you was for Suicide Squad. I'm feeling a lot better. It's out of my memory. So what about you guys?
No, I'm still angry.
I went to counseling. I feel better now.
Yeah, counseling. Yeah, that worked. Yeah.
Therapy, electroshock, what was it? Kind of any good counseling you can recommend for me for that?
It was kind of like the stuff Deadpool went through. I don't really recommend it because it didn't work for me.
Didn't give you mutant powers?
No.
Oh, okay.
But at least I don't look like,
avocado.
Yeah, avocado.
Yeah.
Yeah, and old.
It made it with an older, angry avocado. Whatever the line was.
No, so if you listened in or tuned in to issue 6, our review about the Suicide Squad was not good. It's still doing very well, though. Until the newest scary movie, Don't Breathe, it was number one movie box office the past couple weekends till the Don't Breathe movie came out. But it's been doing
well.
But
it was still dropping, like, what, 60% each weekend?
Yeah, 60-70% per week. That's pretty rough. That's bad.
So,
dropping faster than Pokemon Go players.
That's so true.
Speak for yourself.
Like I said, very glad you guys could join us. Kind of outline of what we're going to be doing tonight. We got a big event coming up on September 7th. We're going to talk about the Apple keynote speaker. Not Steve Jobs anymore.
Tim Cook.
No, Steve Jobs, dead.
Ashton Kutcher and Michael Fassbender were both him, right?
Yes.
Then Eric and Aaron are going to talk a little bit about Pokemon Go. It is still sweeping the nation, and Eric only needs like 3 more to catch, but the problem is the 3 he needs to catch are over in Europe, apparently. So
Europe, Asia, Japan,
so the Philippines. I have a PayPal account, so if anybody want to help me, that'd be great.
So they'll talk a little bit about Pokemon Go. Real quickly, I got some cool things I saw online that I want to go over. And then we got some questions for the dorks, so we're going to do that as well. But the big thing this week, kind of current events here, is Apple is going to be doing their big press release that they do every year. This year it's going to be on September 7th in a few days, right? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
So it's going to be in Cupertino,
yeah. Apple headquarters.
Yeah. So this is actually the 5th year straight that Apple is holding their event in early September. One of the big things that I feel like they always talk about when they do this is the new phone, correct?
Yes. So September will be a phone.
This is why they do it, yes.
Yeah, so which the phone will be iPhone 7.
Yes.
Just real quickly, Apple is moving away from the 16 gigabyte entry model. You pretty much have to do a 32 gigabyte or 64.
Which you should anyways, frankly.
I feel like you need
to. And most likely the Plus will have a 128, so they might even go in that.
They're saying there's going
to be 32, 64, 128.
They're saying there might be a 256 option.
Really?
On the Plus.
Wow.
If they do a Plus Pro.
I don't know, but one of podcast Rob's significant other needs to invest in one of the higher gigabyted iPhones, just saying, because I'm hoping she's listening to this right now. Get an iPhone with more memory, please.
Alrighty.
So that's how you really feel.
Yeah, AP, man. Calling people out here. So the event's going to be held in San Francisco, 10 a.m. Pacific time. So wherever you're located, I don't know, you know, if you're all over here. The world. Yeah, it's going to be so 10 a.m. Pacific time on Wednesday. So the phone, a couple big things here. Earphone jack is completely gone. So they're getting away from that, and I think a lot of people are kind of upset by that. I think it's a great little gimmick. If you're in the business, if I worked for Apple and I was trying to generate more money, which is what you do when you're a business, is go make people go out and buy the Beats wireless headphones now. Like, I mean, they did that with the Lightning cord, right? That was a big uproar when they changed their power outlet.
And within, 3 months that all died down?
Because right, everybody got it. So I actually think it's going to look a lot cooler on the phone if it is wireless. Because a lot of people now have the wireless headsets anyways.
Well, it's going to be wireless or going, it's going to go through the Lightning connectors, whatever. Yeah.
And then going through the Lightning connect will be digital, and it won't be analog anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing.
Well, and theoretically, sound-wise, that could produce a more... If there's decompression software built in, it could create a more authentic sound, which would be nice.
Very cool.
They'll be ahead of the game. Yeah. And having Beats on their side.
Yep. Well, stereo sound now.
Yeah. They welcome to 1983, I think.
They purchased that from Dr. Dre, right?
Yes.
Well, from $4 billion.
Okay. So real quickly, just looking over my notes, it looks like there will be an iPhone 7 Plus and an iPhone 7. The most dramatic change is likely coming to the 5.5-inch screen on the 7 Plus and not so much on the 4.7-inch for the iPhone 7. They're talking about a dual camera system.
Yes.
This could be used to the optical zoom, where digital zoom basically crops a shot and loses detail.
Yes.
That's really interesting because I feel like nowadays, especially in like downtown where we live, you see these posters on buildings of people taking these amazing nature shots that you feel like it would be like a Canon something camera, but it's from an iPhone 6. Like, it's amazing. So I think this is going to be, they're maybe reinventing the wheel on a camera phone?
Yeah.
I mean, other camera companies or phone companies have done it, and like the Android phones. I think the downside of that is you're almost forcing people now to spend more money, because when it was the 6S and the 6S Plus, there wasn't, other than the screen size, and I think the camera had digital image stabilization.
Right, exactly.
And battery, that was it. Now there's going to be a big difference between the bigger, more expensive model than the standard size model. So you're almost forced to say, everybody out there is going to be like, hey, I have to spend extra money now to get this one because it's clearly better than the other one.
I see. So Verizon got rid of their like 2-year deal, right? So you don't have to wait 2 years. You have to actually buy the phone outright, but you're on a monthly
plan.
Most
U.S. carriers now does what Europe does, where you just buy the phone on a monthly basis. And that's the way Europe's always done it. So now you just got that, and plus your charges of your phone.
Right. And most of the carriers, well, it's iPhone specific, like an iPhone for life plan, because with those generally you have to have a certain percentage of the phone paid off before you can trade it in, get something new. But the way they work it out with Apple is, hey, after 12 months you can trade this phone in, get the new iPhone, so it doesn't matter.
So am I hearing correctly that if someone wants the iPhone 7, like myself, I should probably get the iPhone 7 Plus?
Yes.
Most likely to get the best one.
Unless you are a very small person with very small hands that can't... There's no way you can operate that with one hand. I mean, if you're a 12-year-old kid, you might not want to get it.
Okay.
But exactly. For most adults...
You have the Plus, Aaron, don't you?
Yep.
And you have the Plus?
Mm-hmm. No, I have the...
The one that's in Canada, was it a Plus?
Well, he had a Plus, but it's the bottom of a lake now.
It was not a Plus.
It
was only a 6.
You're right.
And then you don't have a Plus.
I don't have the Plus. No, the Plus I always felt was a little too big.
Yeah.
It's a bit clunky.
It is. But I tried it out a different Android phone not too long ago that was bigger. And once you use the screen size for a little bit, you get used to it. Mm-hmm. It is really nice feature to have. So
would you get the Plus?
This, I would think, if they had the same camera features in the new one, in the regular 7 as the Plus, it would be a harder choice for me, but I think I would get the Plus this time just because it is going to be the better phone.
Since you don't wear it on your belt either, so...
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah.
Uncle Eric does.
Uncle Eric does. So maybe I'll get the Plus. I don't have prices in front of me, so sorry for that, people listening. And well,
I don't know if they've been released. You won't find that out until Wednesday.
It's typically the same every year. Yeah. The starting model on the 7 would be $650 and then $750 for the Plus.
Okay.
Right.
And then it goes up $100.
And we're assuming
model.
Same colors, pink rose.
They're
rose
saying
gold.
There might be, there's a possibility of a space black one.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Which the iPhone 5 came in a black. If you look it up online, the renderings of it look really sharp. There was some stuff floating out there about maybe like a navy blue.
Nice, I would be down for the navy blue.
We're not sure about all the colors they'll have quite yet, but it'll be at least the ones that are out now.
Very cool. So the iPhone, of course, is going to be the big attraction Wednesday. Also, did you have something else?
Well, they was going to announce the watch.
Yep, so I was just getting there. The Apple Watch 2 will be at the same event, and I believe... you have an Apple Watch. Right?
I do.
Okay, and
Aaron does too.
And Aaron does?
Aaron just never charges it.
But once a month I remember to charge it.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah. So why don't you give us your little... I don't have one. I really don't know a lot of people who have one. So correspondence Drew here, give us your little take on the Apple Watch and what you're hearing about Apple Watch 2 and what you're hoping and... Would you upgrade? I know you just got that, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't get the new one from what I've heard just because... It's small, incremental things. Like, they're supposed to possibly put a better screen in it.
Which is an OLED.
But the screen quality on this is completely fine for me. Possibility of it having a cellular antenna in it, so it would run on its own on the internet, not need to be hooked up to your phone.
And the last time I heard, they couldn't get the battery right for that.
I was going to say, that'd be tricky to pull off in such a small
form. So right now, they're really struggling with
that. And that's just another monthly charge on your cell phone bill. I mean, I don't know what other things they could add to it. Maybe a camera for if you want to do, like, FaceTime from your wrist.
Wow.
Yeah. But, I mean,
it's still packing a lot of stuff in a small...
The features of it, just, I mean, because it's... You don't have to constantly check your phone all the time. Like, especially at work, if I have headphones in and I'm listening to music, I don't have to look at my phone, get out of the music app, go in and see what my messages were, read it, reply, go back in. You can just let it go. You can control the music from there. I just flip it up, and you can see there's my messages.
It's probably a good safety feature, too, if you're driving.
Yeah,
you don't have to pull out your phone.
I was going
to
say, I actually used it, believe it or not, with hunting. Not in no one panic. I didn't use it to track deer, but my father, it's an illegal thing in Ohio. You can't communicate via electronic device about deer whereabouts and things.
That's very illegal.
They watch that. But what we
Aaron bringing it to issue 7. Yeah. I like it.
What they would do, or my dad and I would do, he was in a tree stand, you know, a ways away from me, and we couldn't communicate on a, you know, walkie or anything. So he would text me from his tree stand and say, "Hey, I'm getting ready to leave," and I could just look down at my watch. Because it would buzz without making a noise. Mm-hmm. I just look at it and just hit reply like okay or yes or, you know.
Cool.
That was very convenient. It's a bit of a niche thing, but it worked well.
I think the nice thing as far as safety feature-wise goes is if you do use Apple Maps, I know most people don't. They lean towards Google Maps. But instead of having that up and staring at it on your phone while you're driving, whenever you're approaching, whatever you're supposed to turn or take an exit, it'll actually vibrate on your wrist. And if you look at it, it'll tell you what you're supposed to do. So you can just look at your wrist on the steering wheel instead of staring at your phone.
I use that a lot driving for work up to Detroit. It was wonderful. Didn't need to, you know, try to glance over at a phone. Your watch would buzz and tell you when it's time to turn.
And it's the first one out. I mean, they're coming out the second version. I mean, there was leaps and bounds what they've done, like, with the iPad from the first one to the second one. And I would say maybe in 3 or 4 years it'll be amazing. But I don't think the initial... Apple Watch 2 is going to be anything that's going to blow your mind. Sure. But this is what happens to me every time I say this. I say this about the phone. I'm not going to get it. Yeah, I am. Because I'm going to watch this thing. and they're going to just make the simplest thing in the world sound amazing. And I'll just be like, holy crap, take my money.
They upgraded the camera. They upgraded the camera from 11 megapixels to 12. Gotta have it.
Oh, it does. Yeah. It makes magic.
So one of the things they talk about is a better GPS chip for mapping workouts. You know, I have a wife who's training for a marathon right now, and she's got a Garmin watch that does all that for her. But I know Apple's trying to get into that fitness type of thing where people can track.
I don't
stuff,
want so my phone and watch to guilt GPS. Me because I'm fat.
Well, it does that now. There's a progress activity tracker.
I turned it off.
So.
Don't it tell you to stand up every hour?
Yeah, after a certain period of time, it'll remind you to stand up.
And you need that.
I would walk yell around, that a lot because I work or let you 10, know 11 hours without moving. Had.
Right. So the Apple Watch 2. Then the other one is the MacBook Pros. So just reading real quickly, 9to5Mac.com has expressed the need for an update for a MacBook Pro.
It's been years.
It's been a while.
The good news is that the rumor has been very promising that something will come about for the MacBook Pros. A slimmer design, a Touch ID, a dynamic OLED touch panel in place.
OLED.
And the hardware keys, which I saw a picture of it yesterday with my father-in-law. It looked really cool. Basically, it's taking that whole top row that you see where it says GarageBand and your name and everything, putting it down on the actual keyboard. So, little thing like that I love. I have the MacBook Air, and I love it, and I got it last year. So I'm really glad they're not tinkering with that because I'd kind of be bummed out. So I'm a huge supporter for people who are in shopping for a laptop of getting something MacBook, because I've had Dell, I've had HP, I've had IBM. Literally, they have just... They don't stand up to any Mac. No. I mean, I had the white Mac, and then I got the MacBook Air. I've been so happy with MacBook laptops, so I strongly recommend them. So,
definitely
agreed.
Yeah, you have a MacBook Pro, right?
Yeah, okay. This is MacBook Pro.
I have the Air. I like the new, because they just recently, was it last year, maybe the last 2 years, refreshed just the MacBook. Not the MacBook Pro.
Right.
And those
the three
ones,
colors, right? Gold, yeah, they were doing
they
that.
They kind of match the phone colors. Mm-hmm. That one looks awesome in itself, especially what they did with the, like they had added the Force Touch to the trackpad. Even the little things, like this is what I'm talking about, what Apple does. Like the keyboard, what
lights
they've
up.
Done. No, they made some new butterfly hinge, so now it's more responsive and quieter when you type. And they made the buttons a little bit bigger than what's on like the current MacBook or the MacBook Air ones. And it's just like, that's just the simplest thing, but it makes it just that much more user-friendly.
And working with technology and all the different apps we have, it's getting better with fingerprint scanning, and I can't wait till it's always like that.
Well, one
every
thing...
app I touch has to have a sign-in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
With the new Mac OS's and the new iOS's, that's one thing. With the Apple Watch, it'll actually have it built in, so you'll have recognized devices. So if you say you have your Apple Watch on and you open up your laptop, it auto logs in for you. You don't have to do anything.
They did that with Android with the Smart.
Nah, we don't care.
And it worked very well with my Pebble Watch.
All right. So, the four of us will definitely be tuning in on the 7th of September.
I'm sure there'll be some texts going back and forth that day.
Yeah, that'll
it's my
be,
lunch break time that day.
That'll be a fun couple hours.
Eric and I used to go to a local coffee shop every year when I do this.
Yeah.
Because the guys in there knew us, and we would all sit there and watch the live stream with the coffee shop guys until it moved out of there. That used to be fun.
And I will be in Des Moines, and I don't know if I can catch it. Probably have to work all day.
Oh, I'll have to send you a lot of texts saying how awesome everything
text,
is.
A lot of texts.
But I won't tell you what is going on. I'll just say, oh man, can't wait to see this.
So that was our current event that we're really excited about. Speaking of apps, going into the second thing we want to talk about, and this is going to be where Drew and I get pitched quiet and not going to hear a peep out of us, because we think that we're more mature.
Shenanigans.
We're cooler. We're hipper. Whatever the word, we're
okay,
more
short north.
We're more dope than these two, but
froggy fresh,
froggy fresh.
But they would like to talk about Pokemon Go. So go ahead, guys. The floor is yours.
So, in September 30th, they're going to release Pokemon Go Plus. It's going to be a device that attaches to your clothing. It's a Bluetooth device. When you go past the Pokestop, or you go past.
Don't be
stop. That's what it's called. And we're sitting around about 30 of them right now where we're recording.
So these
okay,
guys.
Okay, let me. Stop.
No, let them go.
I gotta say one thing first, because then you. If this is all my fault, I'm yes, the one that made Eric download it, and then we guilt tripped Aaron into downloading it, and I was full bore with this. But as soon as I found out you have to go to other continents to catch them all,
no, I think it was more it the Pokemon you didn't go get away. Off the couch after work.
No, I'm going.
Yeah, I'm from my couch
to Japan so I can catch a Meowth. Like, Pokemon go away.
He even knew what the name of it was, and he's giving us crap about
it. Well, I played the games when I was a kid. Like, it's...
When you were a kid or when you were 20?
No. You forget. I'm not, like, 5 years away from Social Security like some of us in the day. Yeah, I was, like, sixth or seventh grade.
So I would have been a junior in college.
Junior? Okay.
I'm trying to be nice. Shut up. We are good.
Oh, I've lost my train of thought.
You were talking about
I want to hear more about the Pokestops.
No,
I'm interested in what the Pokestops are going to do.
No, so what Eric was saying is they're coming out with a Bluetooth device that hooks to your clothing.
Wait, you have to buy something else?
It's like $30. It's not expensive.
Let them go.
But the cool thing is right now if you try to, and I'm by no means encouraging this, if you happen to be driving and trying to play Pokemon at the same time, first of all, bad idea, stupid. I never do it at all. You don't have to worry about that if you get near Pokestop or Pokemon pops up. You can just hit, am I saying it right? You just hit the button on the Bluetooth device. It'll catch the Pokemans for you.
Thank you, thanks for that.
We catch them Pokemans, Arians. It catches it for you, or you can just collect it from the Pokestop automatically without, trying to kill somebody on accident.
No, there's a Pikachu!
That's not funny. I've nearly run off the road because of that. Squirtle, what?
I'm giving them crap.
Eric,
but like I said,
In all honesty, it is a very popular game across the world. Eric, I don't know if you can pull it up. You only need, you have quite a bit, right? Like,
I think he's got like 30 of them to go, something like that.
I mean, I know you're he's pulling up the app right now on his phone. I'm pretty sure you're doing really good.
Well, you can only get 142 in states.
Okay. And so how many do you have out of the 142?
141.
Let's get a percentage here.
You have?
I have 131.
What?
Out of how many?
Out of 142.
You were missing 9.
No. Yeah.
Yes, 131. Yeah.
You have 92%.
Yeah.
That's amazing, dude.
You are a Pokemaster.
No life. Excuse me.
I have children.
Yeah.
Do they play with you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All my children play.
So that is a cool thing that
he does. Except Seth.
That is a cool thing that, you do that every weekend practically, right?
Okay. You go out with your family. So Pokemon 101, you have to open up the app to find a Pokemon. And you drive around. It's like a GPS, right? To find you have it open on your screen. Go back to the screen. Okay, so there's no Pokemon bias.
Hmm.
So then what? So the object is you just start walking and driving till something pops up on that screen.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, so is that using your data?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not very much.
Okay, not very much. Okay.
Surprisingly minimal.
And this is one of the biggest games that's ever came out with augmented reality.
Which is what? Explain that.
So this is meaning you look through your phone when there's something not in real life. What do you want to say? I'm trying to think best way to say it.
I follow. So
you're talking about when a Pokemon pops up. It actually takes your camera and projects this Pokemon into the world. Because if Google Glass
did this at the beginning when Google Glass was out, it would have been amazing.
You can't do it where it's at now, Danny.
I'm just looking at your screen.
So when you're catching the Pokemon, you can have it show up in real life.
Yeah, so like whatever, like if you're catching one right now, whatever's in front of the camera,
right,
it shows a live video, but that Pokemon's jumping around.
So if you had Google Glass at the time, which I've used them before, it would have been amazing. You walked around and just see all this other stuff that wasn't in reality.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And you said so that's one of the very few games that do that.
This is the very first game that's
so you can see more game, it. You can see more games doing this.
This is the future.
Okay.
Yep.
This is the future.
Okay. Google Glass is sweet. I saw like YouTube people
killed it. But they're thinking about they've been working on contacts.
Like revamping it.
Doing contacts.
Yeah, I saw that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Very cool. So, no, that was fun. I mean, like, in all honesty, I know it's doing very well. It's a free app, right? Or do you have to pay?
Yes.
Okay. It's free. I mean, if you go around to enough Pokestops, you really don't really have to ever spend money, which is kind of cool. That's a very reverse trend kind of app nowadays where they freemium you to death. Oh, it's a free app, but once you get in there, if you want to do anything, you got to put money in.
Those Canadians, right?
Yeah. South Park, thank you for that. All
right,
buddy.
I mean, I really can't speak. I got a Spider-Man shirt on right now, so I guess we're all little kids when it comes down to it. No, and it's great that you two and even Drew sometimes find enjoyable things. And
my oldest son, me and him used to play the Game Boy games together when he was little. Okay. And this is the reason why it's such a big thing to me.
Okay. Well, then, you know what?
Maybe, and now we play together,
maybe
too.
For Christmas, maybe one of our listeners can buy you guys those Pokemon hats.
It gets the dorks outside.
It does.
I have
nice.
It's
the dorks outside.
We have visited many parks in Columbus, Ohio.
No, and like Eric said, if you have a family and it's a good activity to do things,
I could be sitting on the couch watching TV or going out to the parks.
In all honesty, I think it's great. I mean, I know I don't get into it, and I'm slowly understanding, but it is doing very well, and a lot of people play it, so. That was one thing the dorks really wanted to talk about on issue 7. So, real quick, before we get into the question and kind of our rabbit hole section of it that I'm looking forward to, a few other things that I saw online, and if you guys saw things, feel free to speak up. IMBD had a teaser trailer, 50 seconds of Stranger Things for Season 2.
I haven't watched that.
I haven't either.
Wait, you haven't watched the teaser or the season?
The teaser.
Oh, okay. I love this first season.
Okay,
great.
So...
I've not seen the trailer yet.
I saw the 8 episodes, 8 or 7.
8.
Yep.
So, I mean, I watched them. Let's just put it that way. I thought The Night Of on HBO was better, but then The Night Of ended really poorly, and I think Stranger Things... Episode 1 of Stranger Things, so awesome, right? It's so great. Like, you want to learn more.
Right.
Season 2, it's just... I feel like the problem with Stranger Things and with The Night Of and some of these shows, like True Detective, House of Cards, that first episode, they do so much to hook you that it's so great. And it kind of just, you know, like, it gradually has to go down. So I think that was my problem with Stranger Things.
Well, it's funny you say it that way. I looked at it completely different than that. And I'm not saying you're right and I'm wrong or vice versa, but I actually told Eric this. I watched the first couple episodes, and it was okay. It wasn't, you know, it felt very much, I always say it was like a Stephen King 1980s kind of movie feel. And it's you know, the show is actually in the 80s, supposed to be anyways. And it was good, but it wasn't anything I was hooked into. But by, I think, the third or fourth, it was over. I was in. I was hooked. And I thought it was great. But, I mean, I could see where other people could take the same thing, because the first episode does have quite a bit of shock value to it originally, you know, where they, I don't want to spoil anything, so I'm not going to say it, but I have not seen the trailer, but I will be looking.
I mean, it's just a teaser. It's not like footage or anything, but season two got renewed, so it'll be coming out.
I would be excited to see that. Yeah. I mean, it was one of those shows that, and one of the great things about Netflix is you can sit there and watch it straight through and not have to wait. I mean, an 8-episode show, that's 2 months of just waiting
week
around.
Week on, week off, week on,
so
week
be
off,
So
right.
the ability, and I did this,
do you
I,
kind of
I
feel
watched
like
the whole thing straight through.
When they do those like that, it kind of feels like a movie, because you get to watch it.
See that.
You get to watch it.
That's a good point.
So long.
It's a good point.
Part of the appeal to it.
No, yeah, definitely the appeal. I think people
I also think it gives them more... You get the movie feel, but they can draw character arcs out and stuff longer. Yeah.
Well, and I think... And I know House of Cards is not the first one to do this, but House of Cards got movie actors to do a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Movie directors. David Fincher did the very first one, the pilot, and has done multiple ones. David Fincher is one of my favorite directors. He's awesome. He did 7, one of my favorite movies of all time.
What's in the box?
What's in the box? I feel like now. I mean, Winona Ryder's a little bit older, but
She's great.
I mean, you get these movie writers and directors. And,
yeah, she plays a crazy woman really a little too authentic.
Yeah, but it's great. I think that these TV shows now are doing a good job of getting these movie writers, movie directors, and movie actors to be in these TV shows.
That's an interesting point you bring up. I think we see that in actual cable television shows or, you know, primetime shows. There's a lot of decent celebrity actors that were movie actors that are now coming back to the small screen. And I think Netflix and the Hulus and Amazon Primes of the world, where they're making their own stuff and they can give artists more freedom.
Yeah.
They're not tied down to a movie studio. They can kind of, you know, plot out their vision a lot more than they could traditional methods.
That's a good point.
I think that's why you see a lot of actors like that going back.
That's a good point.
I mean, and plus, they can film 10 episodes in the span of a month or so, and they're not on set for 11 out of 12
months. Right. Think about if you were on a show like CBS or ABC, you have 24 episodes. This is 8 episodes, probably shot, you know.
Back to back.
Yeah. So that was one. The other thing that I wanted to touch base on, and we'll do a TV episode. There's this show coming out on HBO called Westworld, and this thing looks awesome. It's got Anthony Hopkins. Once again, here's TV shows with movie actors. Anthony Hopkins, Ed Harris, James Marsden, who was Cyclops. Mm. And then the main chick is Evan Rachel Wood, who I believe was married to Marilyn Manson.
No, is that right?
I think she was.
Google machine.
This is a show, if you have not seen the trailers, you need to YouTube it. It's called Westworld. It looks awesome.
And you said it was based on a movie.
Movie in the 70s. It's about a futuristic theme park populated by artificial human beings. So it's got that Avatar-ish type feel to it.
No, she was not married to Marilyn Manson.
No?
Nope. Jamie Bell? Not sure if that's
a James.
James and I go way back.
James, we grew up in the same hood.
So no, Westworld, very excited about that. Super excited. It
looks amazing.
Yeah, it does look
amazing. I'm sorry, Danny, I apologize. She did date Marilyn Manson, you were correct.
Date, but not married.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was close. Well, because I remember Rose McGowan also.
I was thinking of Rose McGowan.
Okay. She might have been the one that got married.
Yeah, she's a looker, yeah?
Yeah, not bad.
Okay. So Westworld, very excited to see that on HBO October 1st or 2nd, that weekend. Very first weekend of October. So, I like that.
So this looks a lot better as a redhead.
Yep. So Westworld, very excited about that. Oh, and real quickly, just because I can't believe these shows are still on, Bob's Burgers is
that's a good show. Don't knock it.
Bob's Burgers going to season 8. Family Guy is going to be on season 15.
Wow. That's insane.
Hold on. And Simpsons will be on season 28.
Yep.
I am 31 years old. That is unbelievable that show.
Well, and I gotta say,
I thought he was gonna quit.
Well, one of the head Simpsons people passed away of cancer, one of the creators. Not Matt Groening, it was a different one of the other guys, but that's amazing. They lost Ms. Krabappel, the voice of a lot of characters.
That's amazing.
On Simpsons. But it tells you how old it is.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, first of all, Bob's Burgers is a very underrated show. It's funny. It's something I wouldn't mind letting my kids watch, but there's enough jokes in there for an adult where it's not obscene, but it gives you enough of a little, like, so kids aren't going to catch it, but it's funny for an adult type of thing.
I think out of those three, Family Guy is my favorite. But
Family Guy is full on. I wouldn't let my kid watch
it. But all three. Anyways, I saw all those tidbits. I really wanted to touch base on those.
28 seasons. If you have a machine that prints money, you don't unplug it.
That's true.
Well, right. And they even make fun of themselves in the show now, like, they can't believe.
I'm sure South Park is getting up there.
They were from 98, I believe.
My favorite show, Supernatural, going into season 12.
Wait a minute, back up. Why didn't we ever discuss this?
Oh boy, here we go.
I don't know. Do you like it?
Yes.
All right. Danny thinks it's stupid.
I'm not a
It's a full on bromance.
We'll have our own side episode.
Okay, all right.
Hey-o. I gotta go.
They're hugging
it. Are you all caught up?
No.
You missed a lot.
All right, we're getting a little fidgety here. So, the main thing I really want to talk about, I came up with some good questions, got some questions online, and pick each other's brains, discuss. So here we go. So, I'll pass the sheet around. So that's what you'll probably hear on the podcast. So everyone can ask a question, just mark it off, go from there. Yeah. So the person asking doesn't need to answer, kind of fair for the other three to answer. So, One of the questions that I wanted to ask was, and I thought this was kind of funny, if the three, so I'm Danny, so I can't answer this. If you could compete in any Olympic sport, summer or winter, what would it be?
Downhill skiing.
Aaron picks downhill skiing.
And because nothing's funnier than a fat guy skiing downhill.
When he falls, that's funnier.
So, well, it's going to happen. Okay. I mean, gravity itself is going to make that happen. And then it just turns into a giant, like,
snowboarding, that way you can't you have control over no legs?
Hey, any kind of downhill.
Curling. I want to be the guy doing the broom.
You don't want to be the yeller. You know what?
I want to do the broom.
I mean, it has to be rhythmic gymnastics.
Will Ferrell.
Like
you and a baton,
a ribbon.
I have old school in my head right now, and I can't even. That's a visual I could have.
All right, there you go. We got curling. I'm sorry. In order, Aaron said downhill skiing. We got Eric who said curling, and Drew with a rhythmic gymnastics.
Oh, yeah. What would be so the two song? Winter, what would be the song line?
Two winter, take one on summer. Me. Real big fish version.
No.
Okay, so we'll go. Drew's gonna ask the next question.
Pick any question.
Any question for the three of us to answer.
Okay. There are so many to choose from, but what is one of your favorite SNL skits?
Oh, I can answer that easily. I'll let you go, Eric.
Dang, favorite SNL.
If you say mine, I'm gonna smack you.
Well, you better claim yours first,
because
I'm.
Mine is, I mean, because I've actually reenacted this live in a Dave and Buster's on Dance Dance Revolution.
The Spartans.
Would be the the Chris Farley Chippendales.
I would
Patrick
pay.
Patrick Swayze. I'm not kidding. Somebody bet me $20 once.
I'll give you $20 right now. Let me do it.
Don't tempt me. I'll get out of the van and do it. I can do
it. What's the song?
No. I think that was a pinball machine you played.
Everybody's watching.
There it is. Loverboy. Loverboy. When he starts doing the belly jiggle, and I can do it all.
That's a good skit.
That's my favorite.
I'm going to go a little old school. This will be a shout out to my dad, because I remember the very first SNL group was awesome with John Belushi, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd.
You were old enough to see
I know, those. But on reruns. They did this one where they ran a restaurant. And people would go up, and all of a sudden you just hear Dan Aykroyd yell, "Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, 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 no Coke, Pepsi, Pepsi, no Coke, Pepsi." And you just see Belushi putting more patties on the oven, and he's just like flipping them, and stuff's going everywhere. It's a great skit. You really need to see it, but I loved it. The cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
What was the one that he did? That he was the samurai in the deli.
Yeah, if he made your sandwich wrong, he would kill himself, and the guy would be like, no, kill you. And he's like, yeah. Yeah, I really liked the cheeseburger, cheeseburger. No Pepsi, Coke, Pepsi, no Coke, and he would like switch the soda, so the guy would be like, "Wait, do you have Coke?" And Coke, Pepsi, no Coke, Pepsi, no Pepsi, Coke, and he'd be like, "What?"
You sound like a bad Italian right now.
So, well, that's that was great. So that's what
Eric,
I'm gonna go with.
What about yours?
So, I really have two of them, but I can't. What was that Melrose Place? Where they did the reenactment from one of the guys getting killed, and they did, What you say? And it was
That was with Andy Samberg
Oh, a newer one.
Yeah, it's a newer one.
And they would do.
I was just gonna say.
Every time something dramatic happened, they play that song.
I should have said that. You can tell it. Drew mouth off the dick in the box. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Well, your other one is where he would.
Who's he?
I think it was Andy. And they would give him a cell phone. He's like, "That's not my dad. I throw it on the ground."
Made me laugh. Ran up to people eating lunch.
You can't bribe me, hot dog man. I threw it on the ground. And we
like the newer ones.
What about guys walking away from explosions and going?
Walking away from explosions. Where he just run up to people and punch them in the face.
Yes.
They'd see him and he'd walk away, and then they'd go back to eating, and then he'd
punch him in the face. That was fantastic. Nice.
All right. Yeah, there's SNL digital shorts. Yes. You should have.
Yeah.
All right, so Aaron, you're going to go next. Sorry for the rattling here. So,
I'm not apologizing.
Hey there. Come on now. Hey. Eat some Polish sausage.
Come on.
Aaron about had a 17th heart attack over there. And,
no, let me tap 1,300 cc's there, Bob.
Come on,
Dick. That was, I almost picked that one for my skit, too. That's, he coughs up a pork chop that kills me every time he
does
that.
Wait, so we've knew that the, it was Farley Myers.
Farley Myers, one of the was a lesser guy.
Shiner? Rob?
Guy, no, it wasn't Shiner. I don't know his name.
The guy from Cheers, right?
Was one. The guy from Norm from Cheers.
Norm from was Cheers, one of them. He was there.
George.
Porgy.
Oh, okay. Here's a good one for all of you. Would you rather be an ugly genius or a hot moron?
That is a good question.
Well, I can't answer that. I'm not allowed to.
No, you can't answer.
What year?
No.
What year?
Like, of your life? Like now?
Prime of your life, 26.
No, I mean, like 2016.
You got Gates.
If it's 2016, I'm telling you, I'm going ugly genius every time because they're the ones that invent stuff and get all the money and get the hot girl anyway.
Well, and now you're rich. They get the hot girl.
Did you see the guy invented Snap or started Snapchat? Married some supermodel.
Oh no, I didn't see that one.
I think
I hate my life.
Elon Musk was like kicking it with Taylor Swift or something.
No, that was Loki.
I think
he was there. He
wanted Elon Musk get a little taste of that before Loki swooped in.
Yeah, maybe not. It was. It might not have been Taylor Swift, but it was Loki. Somebody.
TMZ. We're here.
Maybe it was just Loki dressed as Elon Musk. I don't know.
Good Lord, that's
I think I would agree with Drew. Ugly, smart guy. Yeah.
Because I could invent a way.
I agree with
to fix my too. Face.
Yeah. You can invent a way.
Yeah.
Well, considering I am one of those two things now, I'm gonna go with hot moron. Because
you're a hot
you get hit on all the time
by dudes. I mean, no offense to our homosexual listener base.
Let's open that can of worms and see how far it goes.
Yeah, we're not opening that up on this podcast. That's one all on its own. Eric, your turn, sir.
Did you mark it off?
I did.
Okay.
Professor Danny's got to make sure we're following the rules here.
Got to keep everybody in line.
We're way past that point, man. Come on.
So, favorite, I guess, app out? And why?
I'm going to go. That's Waze. I freaking love Waze. And Eric, Uncle Waze. Eric took it to me and said, you need this app. And I was like, okay. And I love Waze. It's great, especially when I had to go all the way out to my new doctor's office. And, I love Waze. It's fantastic. I wish more people would do it because I feel like at certain times in rush hour, and there's not a lot of, like, there should have been more updates on it.
Right.
But I think Waze is great. I really do enjoy it. So I would say right now, just off the top of my tongue, I'm a huge fan of Waze. And awesome. Thank you, Eric.
Yeah.
Pound the rock.
Yeah.
All right, Aaron.
So can this be a game or is it...
Anything
that's on your theme.
Well, considering I play it every other weekend for the entire weekend, basically, I guess the Walking Dead Road to Survival.
Yeah, get your shout out to the goats.
To the goats listening.
People listening in Russia.
I don't think that's from the goats. There might be some Europe folks in there, but KGB. Lana.
I thought you were going to say Grindr.
No.
Oh, man.
No. I gave up on dating sites. Thank you. I'm the guy that never gets a wink or anything.
You're doing well, though, on the Walking Dead app, right?
Yeah, we're well. We lost some members, and we're rebuilding.
Open.
Yeah, we're rebuilding at the moment. But, no, it's fun. It's just, it takes the Walking Dead, the comic book. It's based on the comic book. And you get it's kind of a bit of a chess strategy game. So, you guys know I have chess brain, so I enjoy that kind of thing.
What's your favorite app, Drewlicious?
I would say I'm not using it at the moment.
Tinder?
But I will.
That's all right.
That was for Mrs. Drew. Kidding. I'm kidding. Allie on the eights.
No. Oh, yeah. But within the next, 6 days or 5-6 days, the Yahoo Fantasy Football app.
Oh, that's true. Good job. I'm on ESPN as well, and Yahoo.
I have that, but Yahoo works better.
That's good.
Go Yahoo.
That's good. Okay. I like that.
All right, so we keep them going, or are we done with the board?
Yep, going. Here, this one's for... um, If you could pick a group of people to hang out with for one night of the following cast members, who would you hang out with? Friends.
People. Okay.
The group from Friends, the group from Lost, the group from Seinfeld, the group from Family Guy, the group from South Park, and the group from Big Bang Theory.
South Park, by far.
Oh, Big Bang. I would have fun with Big Bang.
Well, you know what I mean? Yeah, because nerds get hot chicks in that show, so I'd have a reasonable shot at a decent-looking woman.
Seinfeld.
That's a show. It's not real life.
Trust me, I know.
He just crushed his dreams.
No, that happened years ago, man.
Best Mario Kart character. Go.
Yoshi.
Mario.
Toad.
Yoshi. Yoshi
only
was
one
the
of
most...
them's right. That's Aaron. Good job. You get the bonus points.
He was the best all-around
Wait,
character.
There's a second part of that question.
Least favorite character. Go.
Bowser. No. Least favorite course.
Oh,
which course. Is the rainbow course on, like... Do you remember that rainbow course that didn't have the rails, so you'd always fall off?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, I hated that rainbow course.
I do remember
course.
That.
What?
Do you remember that one?
Why would you need rails?
Star Wars, yeah.
Star Wars don't need rails.
Can they build a Death Star with some frickin' rails?
Pittsburgh dead.
Yeah. I hated that rainbow course. Remember those little gophers that would pop up and like hit you in your car? I hated that too.
All right, gentlemen.
I like Toad, though. Toad was good.
Give me a great movie line from one of your favorite movies. What do you think about that one?
So, I can't say the rest because it's a naughty word, but Die Hard, Bruce Willis gives it John McClane, and he says, Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
Trucker.
And that is awesome. That line stuck. It's a great movie line. It has so much to do with the whole theme of that movie. It's a great movie line. It probably is one of the best in history.
That's one of the best action movies ever.
Bruce Willis in Die Hard, yippee-ki-yay. That's a great movie line.
Drew, Eric? Come on, he can't give me another guy's
car. I was thinking other guys is probably the best.
Would you say Aliens 2?
Which part of Aliens 2? I can recite that entire movie.
When Ripley says the main line, stay away from her, you.
Get away from her, you be. Yeah, that's up there.
That's a good
one. Or Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, looking over the Predator before the Predator hits the self-destruct button and he's like, you're one ugly mother.
And
the Predator starts laughing at him. And
I was
going to
say, Hasta la Vista, baby's a great line, too.
Yeah. Arnold's got a lot of bad/good one-liners.
I think the other guys were, they started talking about how the lion's going to go out and eat you. And he's like, he came back, Will Ferrell, and he said, I could be a tuna. 45 minutes tops.
Hour 45?
No problem.
I'm not saying all day, but at least.
And then we'll get a taste for lion.
We will attack your pride in waves. We will build a breathing apparatus out of kelp.
That's a good line.
That's one of the most underrated Will Ferrell movies ever.
Most of them I can't say.
Okay.
You can PG it down a little bit.
No, that would just ruin the integrity of the movie.
Okay.
So I would have to say it's the Catalina wine mixer.
Catalina wine mixer. Step Brothers.
Right. There's so many other ones from that movie I'd like to use.
Yeah.
Pow! Were you saying pow?
Like Kobayashi!
Best TV dad MY.
Me and Aaron agree on this. Red Foreman.
Yeah. I gotta say, that was one of my favorites.
Red Foreman, That 70s Show, because he's the best, because he is the best, and he'll put his foot up your...
Yep. Bad things happen to you because you're a dumbass. Great line.
The only one that's coming by is Peter Griffin.
Archer, man. He's a TV dad, technically.
Yeah, not, I don't count Archer as a TV dad, really.
What's your favorite sitcom
that has a dad in it?
I like Peter Griffin.
That isn't a cartoon.
Cosby.
Cosby Collada.
And Fops.
All right.
Would you like a Cosby Collada?
Hey, too soon.
All right, gentlemen. Who would you rather go on a date with? Gal Gadot
or Margot Robbie.
Oh, that's not even right.
And you can only pick one.
Margot.
Drew goes with Margot.
I prefer brunettes over blondes. So
she's Australian.
Oh, yeah, she's got the accent.
Fosters.
Okay, I switch. You talk me into it with the accent. Margot Robbie.
That's not a knife.
It's all that a knife?
Can I see a knife? That's what you'd say.
Wonder Woman. Just because she's Wonder Woman.
I really want to answer.
I think this is real life. Like, not what movie character would you go out with? Because I would pick Wonder Woman
over Harley Quinn.
There was a picture I saw online, and it was. Or did you guys send one of those recently?
With Heath Ledger's Joker, what would he do with?
No, it was a picture of Margot Robbie in real life. It's like when your first date, and then 6 months later,
Quinn. I saw that meme.
What was your favorite show on Nickelodeon?
Ren and Stimpy, by far. Ren and Stimpy was just... I could rewatch all of those right now and still laugh at those. Because there were so many jokes.
The first season, like...
Yeah, especially.
Back in the, what, 90s?
Yeah, it was mid to early 90s because I was in middle school with Ren and Stimpy t-shirts.
Mine's a tie between Hey Dude...
Oh, that's a solid reference.
Hey Dude. And what was Camp Anawana?
Salute Your Shorts. Those, get it right or pay the price.
Those two.
What about
You Can't Do That
on Television? That was a decent show. Even though it was syndicated from Canada.
And Salute Your Shorts.
I actually didn't think any of you guys were gonna say that, and I was gonna say, what about those shows? But good job, Danny.
Eric? You agree with Ren and Stimpy?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I love Ren and Stimpy. It's such a good show.
I was going to say, like, Doug,
don't
too.
Don't whiz
but...
on the electric fence.
I like Ren's Doug. Doug was good.
Doug was
Snake,
a good show.
Too. Are You Afraid of the Dark? And Kenan and Kel.
Man.
And Stickley.
They're having
That's
a moment.
That's when What's Her Name Was Hot.
Amanda Bynes.
Yeah, until she went all psycho.
She went all bonkers.
She started smoking the wacky weed.
I think it was laced with some stuff, too.
I think it was crack.
Which brings me to my next point.
It's a hell of a drug.
It's a hell of a drug.
If you could do one drug, what would it be?
That's not
All right, gentlemen. You're trapped in a building, and you need someone assistance. You type this, Danny? I'm grammar.
Here we go, grammar.
I don't have my PhD.
You're trapped in a building, and you need someone to help you get out. It's hard to read this, Danny, because...
He has issues with this.
Bad guys are all around. Who would you pick to help you escape and why? And you cannot pick a superhero.
I feel like that's like we're going to have the same answer.
Jason Bourne, Matt Damon.
Oh.
Hands down.
Die Hard. Come on.
I was going to say John McClane.
Jason Bourne. What do you got, Eric? Okay, here's why I picked Jason Bourne. Because Bourne has a plan. See, McClane is just a mess. McClane, like, throws stuff on the wall hoping it sticks, and then it doesn't.
But it always does.
And you could die with John McClane. Jason Bourne's not only going to save you out of that situation, you're not even going to get shot at. You're not going to get, like, anything. Like, Bourne's got your back.
Your girlfriend died.
Spoiler.
Yeah, dude.
That was, like, 6 years ago.
Eric, which one? Who would you go with? MacGyver?
MacGruber?
MacGruber, yes.
Taken?
Oh,
Liam Neeson. Solid call. Good pick, buddy. I got a set of skills.
Hey, let's just say those are three good picks. Yeah.
Solid. That's a solid out of nowhere one. So.
Yep. Yeah. Although Liam would have to call the bad guys first and go.
And, like, calmly threaten them. Like,
I know you're on the first floor.
Very particular set of skills.
I wonder if we can get him to call our work when we want to quit.
Oh!
Favorite James Bond actor and why?
I've never really been a big James Bond guy.
What?
But I would go with Sean.
Go with Connery.
Just like your mother, Trebek.
I agree.
So, just because you two both said Sean, I won't. But Sean is in the best Bond movies, which is why I think he's the best Bond. I'll say Pierce, because I like Pierce. But the problem with Pierce is GoldenEye was really the only good movie. The other ones
Damn
he was
good
in.
Video game, too.
Awesome video game. But the other movies
which they
he
just
did,
celebrated 19 years.
Yeah.
Oh, that's depressing.
The other movies that Pierce was in just weren't good. The interesting thing with Daniel Craig is
Casino Royale is awesome, and so is Skyfall.
And then
so
he's like Wolverine. He never does.
Well, yeah. Bond really...
Well, my issue with Daniel Craig is, and it's not his fault, they've had, like, the worst Bond girls in his movies.
That's true.
Like, this last one, which was, like, possibly going to be Spectre. His last one, like, that's the Bond girl you end with?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with her, but...
Hey, Pierce had Halle Berry, right? I'm just saying that Sean
Roger Moore had Grace Jones, so...
What do you think of, you think James Bond, you think of Sean Connery?
Yeah, that's true. Drew brings up a good point.
I don't even know how to respond to that reference.
Nobody would pay attention to
that. No, I was like, absolutely like, what?
That was that good.
One. That was a bit of a deep call on that one.
All right, so this one's for you, AP. So who would win in a fight? A hurricane or Ditka?
Wait.
The hurricane's name is Ditka. So who wins in that fight?
Gotta go with Ditka there, Bob. And the hurricane's gonna be, well, it depends if it's a level 5 hurricane or level 10. But I gotta go with Coach Ditka on that one.
I got nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't really count as a question. That was just to make it.
That was either really a horrible impersonation or I just stumped them all.
Okay, so here's a good question I really wanna ask you guys. What is your favorite Harrison Ford movie?
I thought you were gonna say Harrison
Ford. Empire Strikes Back. Done.
The first Indiana Jones?
The Last Crusade.
You can't go wrong with any of those.
Wait, which one was The Last Crusade? The third?
With the Holy Grail.
Yeah, that's the first
one. That's a good movie, too.
No.
That was the last one.
You're thinking of The Ball, where the rolling...
Temple of Doom.
Yeah, Temple of Doom,
yeah.
Really, no Blade Runners.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I don't remember last
Crystal Skull!
No one in the history of ever said that.
No Blade Runner, huh?
No.
No Air Force One?
I would throw Fugitives not as up there. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
He's been in a lot of really good movies, but
okay. So into Indiana Jones.
That's Indy.
Yeah.
It's Indy. It's Han. He's a lot of guys.
Right on. Coming down in nitty gritty on
Indy's
the questions
still alive.
Here.
Spoiler alert: Han's dead.
No! Oh wait, I knew that.
Oh. I saw. By the way, Danny here finally saw episode 7, so that only took a year and a half.
Welcome to a year later. Thank you.
I did see it though.
You will see Rogue One with us, right?
What did I say?
Hey, you drug me to Suicide Squad. You drug me to Batman vs. Superman. The only good movie you've ever picked out that we've watched is Deadpool. And only you and I saw that.
I drug you. We all drug you to those movies, first of all.
At least I got out of a
pocket. The drug was not the roofie.
Or Flory.
Cosby Kalana.
But yeah, I saw it. Actually, what did I text you? I thought the little... Rolly guy was the best.
The little Rolly
BBA.
Guy.
BBA.
Oh, I'm about to get out of it, man.
Okay.
Star Trek, you know that?
He's got a question.
That Admiral guy? Admiral Crane? No, Kirk? Oh, Rolly guy.
He's Captain.
I'm aware of that. I'm aware of that. I'm making fun of Danny.
You're doing a bad job.
Well, that's par for the course. No. Sorry, continue with your question.
Favorite holiday movie and why?
Elf.
Oh, that's good. It's a good one.
We have to watch it every year.
Die Hard.
Well, that's one of the movies. That's a holiday movie. I mean,
it's a cop out.
Qualifier. Yeah. It has to be about the holidays, not take place during the holidays.
Okay. It is a good holiday movie.
Christmas with
good.
The Clumps.
What?
Someone got that reference? It's a horrible movie.
That was. No.
Crap, Eric, man. I think you got the good one.
Four Christmases? Did you ever see that movie?
No, that was awful.
It was pretty bad.
I'm trying to think of them.
I'm going to go with Halloween. The original Halloween.
Oh, that's good, too.
That's my favorite holiday movie.
That's a holiday movie.
Not exactly for the kiddos, but, you know.
What about the Ren and Stimpy Christmas movie?
Was there a movie?
Yeah, there was. I think I still have it on VHS.
I'm gonna go with a classic, and it's so dumb that it's hilarious.
I know where you're going with this. Good.
Ernest Saves Christmas.
Oh no. Ernest movie.
Ernest Saves
that
Christmas.
That is a solid poll.
Ernest Saves Christmas.
I thought you were gonna say Christmas Vacation.
That is the best Christmas movie of all time. I had to throw my eye at this one.
Christmas Vacation is very good, but Ernest Saves Christmas is so dumb that it's funny. But yes, Christmas Vacation's good. I mean, the Chevy Chase, that is fine. So, I think how many do we have left? two?
We have
three.
Three.
All right, get one of those.
Already
saved. Ho, 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 Vern!
Ernest Goes to Camp is a far superior movie.
Oh, Ernest, all the Ernests are except like Scare Stupid.
And I already know my answer would be, but I won't say it. If you could have someone narrate your life for a week, who would you have talking to?
What a great question. I found that online.
That's fantastic.
Okay. I kind of have a two-way tie.
Okay.
One, Morgan Freeman.
That's what I was going to say. and
two,
the fat man rolls.
Danny.
Danny. Why
That's
Danny?
Awesome.
Why Danny?
Yeah, why me?
Why Danny?
Have you heard the man talk?
True this.
Fuck him. He goes outside.
He's essentially the white Morgan Freeman.
Thank you, buddy. I don't have a comeback for that.
This is not an insult. I mean,
I'm going to have to go with Darth Vader.
The voice for Darth Vader.
James Earl Jones.
Yep, James Earl Jones.
That's a good one.
That is good. That is
since
good.
There's, since there's so few... Oh, you already said Morgan Freeman.
So we got Danny, James Earl Jones,
and Morgan Freeman.
I think...
That's some good company you're in,
Bob. I mean, really.
I think it would be funny if Dick Vitale did a day...
Oh, God! Of- I'd kill myself if I had to listen
no,
to him
no,
talk.
No, listen. Are we talking now or
no?
Like when he, no, when he's in his
crazy,
prime.
Crazy
his prime.
Now.
You can
or...
imagine. Ding, oh, baby, opens the door. Oh, baby, look at that. Oh, man, he's filling up his water bottle. So great, baby. He's a primetime man. Baby, he's drinking the water like a PTP, dude.
You can't coach that coffee drinking like that, boys and girls.
You know who PTP else would be an excellent guy to narrate your life story? Blue Holtz.
Is he still alive?
Today's forecast? Rain.
That's pretty good. Dick Vitale would be mine. I think that's that would be fun. That's a good question, though.
One place you would like to travel to that you've never been to before?
The Galapagos. Very easy for me. That's on my top ever because...
Dinosaurs from Jurassic Park?
Or... No. I want to see Galapagos tortoises in the wild. I think it'd be a very beautiful thing.
Oh, you're a reptile guy, yeah.
Don't make mock me.
I'm not. I'm
it's
not.
Either that or... I don't have a specific beach because I don't know where the prime locations are, but I really want to see female sea turtles laying eggs or them hatching.
Oh, you asked the question. You want to go?
I will go with Rome.
Okay. I was
it's way too straight of an answer for you. I'm not, I was waiting for something smart to come out.
I was going
to
pick Croatia because I think
interesting
they
why.
Do... So in Croatia, they do the Game of Thrones, which I'm not a fan of, but they do that there. And also...
Wait, like real-life Game of Thrones?
Lord of the Rings have filmed some stops in Croatia, so...
I thought it was New Zealand.
And New Zealand, yeah. Some in Croatia, yeah. I would go Croatia, but that was good because Italy's right next to Croatia. So that's why we're friends. We think alike.
That's right.
So, and then the last question I got, I kind of got a good one, I guess, because everyone loves playing this video game. Best Mortal Kombat character to be?
Original Mortal Kombat or any Mortal Kombat?
Let's go with original, right? Well, the second one had, like, Smoke and Cyrax and... I guess whichever one you want to go with.
Liu Kang was always...
Well, I'll go with original, because that's kind of...
Okay.
Has a special place in my heart.
Yeah. Didn't the original only have 8 characters?
I think it was Sub-Zero, yeah. Scorpion, Liu Kang,
Kano.
Shang Tsung, Kano.
Sonya.
Sonya. Jax was not in the first one.
Not. He was
Man, that's good. I feel like I'm missing somebody.
Johnny Cage,
was the other one.
Was Goro in that one?
You couldn't play
you
him.
Couldn't play
you fought him.
You fought him.
But Sub-Zero has always been my favorite, by far.
Eric? Andrew?
Scorpion.
You would lose.
It's one of the best video game lines of all time.
That's
Get
true.
Over here.
That's true.
Yep.
And FYI, fire melts ice.
Thank you.
And he also has a thing shoots out of his hand.
Yeah.
Actually, if you think about it, game lines, like video game lines, I bet that's like top 3.
Oh, I want to go back on my movie line now.
no, you're not.
No, you're fine.
No,
you're going to quote the Mortal Kombat movie, aren't you?
No, not the Mortal Kombat movie, but you're talking about the spear. But in Anchorman, killed a guy.
I stabbed the guy with a trident. Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. You might want to lay low.
That might be worried for murder.
I love lamp. Alrighty, that was fun. So some questions, we always like to do that. And also leave a comment, tweet at us or on our website, you know, give us some of why we picked maybe the wrong James Bond or I'll let you do that in a second, but I'm just saying like leave maybe someone else like the Harrison Ford movie, or there's a different James Bond that we're missing, or someone else could save you from a building of bad guys and we didn't name them, although I thought Liam Neeson, Bruce Willis, and Matt Damon were good choices. So, but yeah, we like doing that. That's a good way to get everyone laughing, and apparently I'm a good narrator, so I always like that, doing that. And real quick before we start to wrap this up, we do want to apologize. We keep teasing the Star Trek Star Wars battle that we're going to do, but since correspondent Rob couldn't really make it, we are going to put that on hold. So maybe when we do the next issue with the TVs or whatnot, but just want to apologize for that, because I know that Aaron and I, and we keep kind of, and Eric also keep teasing that. So
he's scared.
Yeah, and you can, if you need, give us any questions or any comments, reach us at Dorks Outside on Twitter, or you can email us at dorksoutside@gmail.com.
Aaron, anything else to add before we head out?
No.
Everyone have a good Labor Day. Yeah. Buckeyes won, so we're
college football's back. Pro football's coming on.
Yep, we're sitting good. Drew, you good?
Favorite time of year.
Issue number 7, like Big Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh boy. Oh. Pittsburgh Dad, baby.
Pittsburgh Dad.
Hey Deb. Hey Deb. Hey,
Pittsburgh Dad. Pittsburgh Steeler fan over here.
Hey Deb.
I come to IKEA for two reasons.
The Swedish meatballs.
Swedish meatballs and the couches.
And unity.
Short answer. Short answer or essay?
So,
it's a beautiful day.
Oh, my earballs. Oh.
Earballs?
Off Archer. Danny knows what I'm talking about.
He doesn't know Archer.
That's his fault.
Danger zone.
Hey, nothing good ever happened to a Star Wars character when they go up on a bridge. They've invented lightsabers, holograms, spaceships. I got an invention for you. Railings. There ain't no railings in the entire Star Wars universe. Them contractors in the Star Wars universe must be like, well, yeah, it's looking good, but I figured we could use some more pits around. All them movies, someone's falling in a pit. Darth Maul falls down in a pit. The Emperor falls in a pit. The tractor beam controls are over a pit. Rancor pit? Sarlacc pit? Cloud City, that place is just one big pit. Luke falls down a pit into another pit.
No, you don't talk again.
No 2-1.
Yeah. 3-2.
I came here for two things: furniture and meatballs. The end.